Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7:02 here on the morning shift as we are rolling on. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. It's Mike Johnson, it's Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Dylon, and all of the above, man. Thank you so much for rolling along. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to In the Huddle coming up in the 7:20 segment. Got more Braves to get through throughout the show. I've got a mic'd up coming up. I'm going to talk about just things that my wife gets mad at me about that I don't know how to fix at this point. Honestly, it's crazy. It's like, you know, just gets mad at me that it's raining. I feel like, yeah, I don't know what to do about that. Do you need an umbrella? Or anyways, I won't pick that fight. Hopefully she's doing, I love you, sweetie. Great out in the car right now.
I was about to say, kids. You were starting to dig yourself in a little bit of a hole there, buddy. I was like, man, how
I
deep is he going to
quit this? Children in the car right now. I will call into the show.
Anyways,
man, I mean, so, I heard the angst she had for you on Mother's Day in the call-in, so I don't know if you want to keep digging here. Man,
yeah, you know, we're in the throes of it. Anybody that's ever had like two toddlers at the same time, it's just, look, man, you know what I mean? It's just, every day is an adventure with us.
I love you. I actually thought about y'all this weekend, and but I was only sympathetic for Lindsay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I don't know why. No, I just, because Amy and I are talking about like how.
I hope you're never sympathetic for me.
How. You hope I'm not?
Yeah.
No.
I'm living the life, man. You know what I mean?
No. This isn't like that. Like, it was, we, Amy and I were talking about how, you know, having a kid kind of changes your social life.
For sure.
And we're lucky because we got neighbors that we can just walk across the street. We all hang out. But like, if something's happening over here and, mm-hmm. and if there's a schedule, you can't. And I just thought about, I wonder what it was like. And I said Mike and Lindsay, and then they go, man, it must have been tough on Lindsay. Because y'all had both y'all's kids kind of during COVID era.
Yeah.
I know Stevie was just out of it, but still, it was still a little bit of kind of reaction. It was like, you couldn't even go, like some of that you couldn't even, or the fear of just going to a restaurant, right? Yeah. After even, you know, and we at least can do that. And I was like, oh,
she
man,
wore a face been... mask for labor. I'll never forget that.
Which, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh,
my
goodness.
Dumbest thing ever.
Yeah,
but dumbest thing ever. But anyways, I'm not. Ridiculous. I digress.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a hospital. Like, you have to.
That's
you know what? I don't want to go down this road.
I was going to ask, though, because a lot of people have FOMO because they have the kids. They can't go out as much, right? But during COVID, nobody was going out.
Yeah, nobody was going out.
So were you like, I'm not missing out on anything?
I
just
fine.
Spend time with my
it
kids.
It was more about just simply, like, you had to schedule a time to socialize, which we both ended up doing. It's like, you know, I started doing iRacing, whatever else. It's like, I have to make sure that I schedule at least 2 hours a week to where I'm not hanging out with you and this baby.
Yeah, but it must have felt extra... Like, extra trap because Lindsay couldn't even go somewhere to get away from Mike.
Yeah.
Like, she couldn't even go to, like,
well, and
you know
it's true
saying?
Because at this point, and we were both obviously working at high school, at the time, but like high school wasn't happening.
Yeah.
For most of this, which was crazy. So
because Ridge was born in August.
He was born August of 2020.
Okay, so
the school was pushed way back. Football season was back. Like it was just crazy. It was nuts.
She couldn't even went to a Falcons game alone early like in September at that point.
Yeah.
You know, just to go away from. So I was like, man, it must have been rough on her. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think it was rough on you.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You know, but I
don't. Part of the course.
A little bit of sympathy for. You said I'd have it for you, so I don't.
We'll talk about it a little bit more. We're coming up and mic'd up today. I do want to break into this Michael Penix Jr. conversation, and it's it's kind of the in vogue thing to do. All right, you come off the draft, you come off the schedule, and then all of a sudden you start settling into. All right, this is what our roster looks like. Right, like we know that we're moving forward with Michael Penix. We don't really know what Kirk Cousins is or isn't or will be at this point. But nonetheless, you have most of your starters penciled in, you know, aside from guys that might be in the secondary or whatever else, you know. So the depth chart still being kind of assigned defensively, but you know what this offense is going to look like. Well, then you go from there and you start saying, well, you know what, if we can get Michael Penix to do this or to do that, you know, throw for 4,000 yards or, you know, 3-1 touchdown interception ratio or whatever it may be, then there's a lot of kind of focus on that and expectations for Michael Penix. And can he be a Pro Bowler? And can this guy be a 10-year player? And I think that Abe has kind of made it kind of funny in and around 92.9 because he's like, dude, all right, let's just calm down. Guy started 3 games. This is not his situation. Like Desmond Ridder looked okay a couple of years ago. And we were like, all right, D. Ritty, hey, future of the franchise. And he fell flat on his face. So started doing this the end of last week, looking into sophomore quarterbacks, right? And who were the greatest sophomore quarterbacks? And trying to find, honestly, guys that fit the profile of started at the end of the rookie year as first-round picks and then came back and had, you know, this incredible sophomore year. It's just – it's a hard profile to find because not a lot of guys just started like 3 or 4 games as a first-round pick at the end of the rookie year, especially not recently. Now, you look at first-round picks of quarterbacks, you look at great sophomore years – obviously, you've got the Dan Marinos of the world. You've got Russell Wilson, who I'm pretty sure was an MVP in his second year as a starter and was able to do a number of crazy things. But again, that really fit the profile of what you're talking about, more or less.
No, because Russell Wilson started the entire rookie year and made and 2 playoff starts.
Yes,
that season
goes along with like Ben Roethlisberger, right? I mean, he's in Super Bowl in year 2 and he's doing crazy things.
Yeah, and remember Roethlisberger came in the middle of maybe not even the middle, maybe like 2 or 3 games in year 1.
Yes,
and I think it was like after the first game, and they were. I remember Google it, Dylan. I think it was Dermoni Dawson, the center for the Steelers at the time. Google Ben Roethlisberger, was it 2003, I think his rookie, or 4 was his rookie year, right? I think his rookie year was 2004.
You're predating me. That's 22 years
ago. Find Ben Roethlisberger's rookie year and who the Steelers center was. But anyways, he says there was a lot of credit for Ben, and he goes, he ain't done anything. He's like, we're a run-heavy offense, and he's just done what he's supposed to do. He's done what we've told him to do. And I loved it because that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger was early in his career was a guy that was known.
Yeah, a little bit of bravado.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of a meathead,
yeah,
and a little bit of, like, you know.
I think he was that way throughout most of his career. Just became the wily vet at one point.
But he became a leader. But he became a leader because of the leadership like that. And I'm not sure if it was Dermoni Dawson or not. I think it was. I might be. That might have been too long ago. But for that, I've been in the 90s.
I'm seeing Jeff Hardings.
Maybe it was. Who else was on that offensive line?
Let me see here.
Anyways, we'll come back to it. But like those guys started Michael Penix had 3 starts, and I was trying to look at this too. Lamar Jackson started like 6 or 7 games his rookie year, and
7,
and was I would say maybe less than average as a pocket passer.
Oh, definitely,
but elite. He rushed for like 700 yards in that season. He only started like 7 games.
His rookie year, Lamar Jackson's rookie year, 7 games started, and he averaged 43% fifty-eight percent completion percentage. He was fine, but that's 1,200 yards and 7 games started. You make it that what you want. 99 of 170, but touchdown interception 6-3. So I'm with you. Like I looked at Lamar as well as being like, okay, guy was a part-time starter. You know, early draft pick, what is he going to be? And ends up taking the reins to that and running with it in the second year. So,
yeah. And so to me, that's a little bit more of a comp.
Yeah. I found one guy, and it doesn't fit perfectly, but I think it's I think it's something to kind of keep, you know, wrap our mind around about what we expect and what we shouldn't expect and what's going in. I don't know if you ever thought about this one, and I know Falcons fans out there are going to roll their eyes and say, oh, please God, please no. But Jared Goff was a guy who started seven games his rookie year. Remember, this is the year that Jeff Fish got fired. Jeff Fisher gets fired. He walks in there, and he's like, there's like Hard Knocks cameras in there or whatever. And then he's like, hey, just found out, getting fired. Like, there's this like meeting room where he's talking to the coaches. That's this situation when you talk about the Rams and talk about Jeff Fisher. Now, Jared Goff, when it comes to his seven starts, was 0-7, 54% completion percentage, 1,000 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Not good. Comes back the next year, obviously, and it's not apples to apples because the second year is Sean McVay. He goes 11-4, 63% completion percentage, almost 4,000 passing yards in his 15 games started. I said that's a freaking home run. Like, if we got that out of Michael Penix, would you not be okay with 3,800 passing yards and a touchdown interception ratio of 28-7 in year two? Because we don't look at Jared Goff as being like a game changer, right? We look at him as a guy who can manage the system he is playing within. And I think that when you talk about apples to apples in that realm, Jared Goff actually fits this comparison pretty good because he ended up flourishing in his second year when he was able to kind of sit down for a little bit as a rookie.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And what more do you need from Michael Penix? Because you have a two-headed monster in running back.
Yeah.
You have an 1,800-yard all-purpose running back. Now, I know it's all-purpose. I think the passing yards the clip might be a little low in 3,800 yards. But
yeah,
what
are you averaging if you're at 3,800 yards for the year? That's 210, something like that? 210 a game, something along those lines.
I think that's a little 17. Low. I think you want him to average 250 yards passing a game. I think that's about right in today's league. I mean, maybe it's a little bit much. Maybe it's a little
I was
going to
say, you're over 4,000. If you're averaging 250, you're over 4,000.
Yeah, well, I think 4,000 is
That's like, that seems to be like the line these
but see,
days. You know
what
also, I mean?
You can go, and I know, again.
Which is crazy.
By the way, just real quick, 3,800 Damn. Divided by 17 is 223 and a half.
There you go.
Okay, that's so. Actually not so bad then. I still think whatever it 4,000 divided by 17 is, we're asking Dylan to do a lot. I am, anyways.
I have to get a calculator back.
I asked him to
4,000. Sorry, 4,000 divided by 17 is 235.
Okay, I want. That would be. But to
I think
me,
we're good with that. Yeah, it's a good line, a good stat line.
Patrick Mahomes didn't start any games as a rookie.
Yes,
I actually see, but that.
I think he started one. I think he started last game of the year.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that would be more of what because Abe's not when Abe says what he says, he's not wrong and he's not right.
No.
Like
yeah,
100%. I think Abe is too far one way, and I think there's other people in this market and some in the fan base, some on our issues are that are too far the other way.
For sure.
I think there you have to remember that Michael Penix made throws that Desmond Ridder has never made in the NFL.
I agree.
In three starts.
I agree.
But he also missed throws that he couldn't afford to miss, the position he was put in because of where the team was at. And unfortunately, last year he was asked to save this team's playoff hopes when he got the start. And he made throws in the Washington game that he missed. He also made throws that we haven't seen a quarterback make in a long time here. Really, Matt, when like his MVP year made some of those throws. Now, the zip is different. Okay.
Oh, for sure. He's got much more of a live arm than Matt did.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. But Matt could.
You can hear the ball whistle when Michael Penix throws it.
But am I wrong that when Matt needed to fire one in there, he knew how to do it. And he did it.
Pulled the hips.
He could put one in there.
You see the Dak Prescott warm up, just the hips, just all hips.
Yeah. And Matt could do it. He had that when he needed to in his heyday. But it's just like we have to realize that this team in its best form in 2025 to me is going to be Bijan Robinson having a similar year to last year, but maybe even more. Like that 2,000 all-purpose number. If they get that from Bijan Robinson, this team is in the playoffs. Book it.
Yeah, and you said what do we need out of Michael Penix? To me, you've got to loosen up the box, right? You got to be able to attack this.
That's a pause.
Yeah, I was trying not to go there. Anyways, 7-15. Just need him to loosen it up. Loosen the defense. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll go in the huddle. We'll talk more about Brock Purdy's contract that obviously get that man his money. Also, there is a former All-Pro safety that is talking about a comeback. Stick with us here. This is the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's Radio 93.9 The Game, 723 here on the Morning Shift, rolling along with you. You can nod your head a little bit to this one. You know what I mean?
That's a wake you up.
A cup of coffee up in the air and feel the good vibes here headed into Memorial Day weekend.
You ever seen this music video?
I was going to say probably, but I don't remember what it was.
It's awesome. So Obviously the song is Sabotage by the Beastie Boys, and they're all three dressed up as like cops, like detectives or whatever, like from like a 80s sitcom. Not 80s sitcom, but like an 80s show, and it just got like they're like chasing bad guys and jumping over cars and stuff, and they got the siren going driving. It's awesome. I love this. This was obviously
it's a good tune.
I grew up watching. You know, this is awesome. Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, good song to get you woke up and rolling. We will have a wake up call coming up at 8 o'clock today. Got it mic'd up just before that. One of the things we want to talk about is small disagreements that you don't feel like you can rectify with your spouse. Just like, you know what, dude, I don't know what to do here. I have a story about that coming up in the 740 segment. I'm sure all of you guys out there probably have the same. So we'll knock some of that out and wake up call. Fun conversations about Michael Penix in his sophomore year. And really, it's hard to find comparable people other than, honestly, Desmond Ridder, which sucks to say, but it is what it is.
Would it be more fair to call it his, like, sophomore year, rookie, sophomore?
Yeah, like a blend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know. Like, you mean like a brunch version?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You're not headed into lunch just yet.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're kind of like at a mimosa stage or maybe some avocado toast.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it sucks because it's like we did go through this with Desmond Ridder where I was like, look, when he would make a mistake, I'm like, look, he's like 7 games into his NFL career as a starter.
Yeah.
But then, people saw moments from Penix last year of greatness. And they're going to say, they're going to have the expectations of he's a veteran. And it's not fair. But then again, you also, it's not fair to say, well, that's a rookie mistake. But this guy's been in the league 2 years. He's seen these on film. He's broke them down. So it's kind of like, which way? That's why I brought up it earlier. I don't think Abe's necessarily wrong with everything he's saying.
No, he's not.
But the problem is he's not right either.
Yeah. We don't know.
It's somewhere in the middle.
And let me throw this conversation at you real quick before we're going to go to In Huddle in just a second. I was asked this question last week at one point. A buddy of mine said, all right, got 4 options here, position groups that have to be the best. And, you know, when you talk about position group, I'm going to throw quarterback as that one. So that's Michael Penix. Your offensive line, your running backs, your wide receivers, or your quarterbacks, which of those position groups has to be the best in order for you to actually be successful and make a playoff run?
Wait, say it again. Your
quarterbacks, running backs, offensive line, wide receivers.
Offensive line.
You think so?
It all starts there.
Yeah.
Well,
I think if you're going to say that, you can also make the argument that it needs to be Bijan. Bijan needs to be your best player offensively.
Okay. But if I get the Bijan of the first 2 seasons, and I just get that, let's say he doesn't
1,400 rushing yards. Yeah.
Say he doesn't get any better. He's the exact same player.
Okay.
But my offensive line is the best unit on the field. He hasn't gotten better at anything. Like, he hasn't gotten better at blocking. He hasn't gotten better at pass routes.
Right. He's not more explosive.
Yeah. He's just the same. His attributes on the field are the same. I'm getting a better version of Bijan if my offensive line is elite.
That's a good point.
If my offensive line is the best unit on the field, guess what I get the most out of? My quarterback, my passing game. There are things that when there are breakdowns up front, it all starts there. It's rushed. And I'm not putting all blame on the offensive line or all credit.
I hope not.
But you set everything else up for the best. It starts with you guys.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you could probably break that conversation down even further. Who needs to be best? Bijan or Penix or Lindstrom or, you know, obviously Drake London or Mooney or whoever else you want to put in there. There's individual ways to put it. But I'm with you. Like, obviously, when your offensive line's strong, usually you're a playoff team. It just didn't turn out that way last year because I really do feel like we had a pretty good offensive line. Anyways, that conversation rolls on, and it's a lot of fun to have. We'll obviously do the wake-up call, like I said, coming up at 8 o'clock, and I'm mic'd up at 7:40 just before that. Until then, let's go In the Huddle. Get to more of the Brock Purdy news coming up just in a second. One of the headlines coming off Kevin Seifert of ESPN. Former Jets DB Jamal Adams likes the idea of a return to the team. Now, obviously, longtime Jet. This is an all-pro level guy out of LSU, I believe, for Jamal Adams. Now, they had ugly divorce. Back a year, speaking of COVID, that was back right around the COVID time. Obviously, has hit a couple of different places. The Seahawks, been to Detroit, I don't know, Tennessee maybe. But he's a free agent right now. He was asked about the opportunity to possibly come back to the New York Jets and rectify things with that franchise. He's not even 30 yet, which is crazy to think about. But I don't know. Jamal Adams, great player to me. If he's able to return to New York, and I know that the Jets are hitting a little bit of a reset button under Aaron Glenn, I don't know. Like, I might take a hard look at that. Obviously, Aaron Glenn knows him from their time in Detroit, and if Jamal Adams wants to do that. The only thing I can never understand in situations like this, and you guys probably are right there with me, it's like, it sounds good because the name, but you don't really know how much is left in the tank. You know, we sit there and we're like, oh, yeah, former All-Pro, yeah, not even 30 yet. And then you look at it and you're like, okay, why have you been with 3 different teams the last 3 years? You know, like, I'm not even sure what you have left in the tank. But where the Jets are all right now, like, as far as hitting the reset button and needing veteran pieces, I would think that that's something that would be possible.
Well, and these are the things I like to ask you about, Mike, because, you know, outside perspective, it's like, oh, he's going back to his old stomping grounds. Is this going to be awkward in the locker room? Is it?
It's not going to be awkward in the locker room, but it almost never turns out the way you hope. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, you know, it's the whole, look, Cam Newton signing back with Carolina. You're like, oh, Cam's back in Carolina. It lasted cool for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, that's cool. But, you know, in the end, There's a reason you moved on in the first place. Like, well, it is what it is.
He forced his way out. There's the locker room. Probably not. I don't know if there's anybody left in that locker room when he was there. It might be a couple of guys. The other thing for me is injuries kind of bumped up. But he's also a guy that does his own thing. That's his. That's the rap. Rap on him is he wants to do what he wants to do. And I don't think that's gonna. I'm not sure how it worked in Detroit for his two games he was there for and his practice squad stint in a couple of games he played in. I'm not sure if Aaron Glenn wants a guy that wants to do his own thing there. That doesn't seem to me like something Aaron Glenn's gonna tolerate.
Yeah, I don't either. I was trying to think when I'm reading this. I'm like, is there anybody the Falcons just like went away for 3 or 4 years and came back and you're like, yes.
Spoon went away for a couple years, came back. I was excited for him to come back. He played well until he tore his Achilles.
I was going
to
say that that was good until it wasn't, which was, obviously everybody loves Spoon. But it's just one of those random things where sometimes, like, the greats are the greats, and then they go away, and they come back, and it's like, oh, man. Like, for a little bit, you're excited because the name recognition, and then you're like, oh, I remember what happened 3 or 4 years ago. So we'll see what happens with him. Again, we talked about this earlier. Brock Purdy and the 49ers agree to a 5-year, $265 million deal. I think Bo and I are on the same page on this one. It's hard to find a top – whatever you rank him at, it's hard to find a top 15 quarterback. There's going to be people that say Kyle Shanahan's system is what it is, but guess what? Kyle Shanahan has saying this as well, and if Kyle Shanahan believes in Brock Purdy and you think you found a top, let's call it 12 quarterback in the NFL, give that man his money. He's not breaking the bank in terms of quarterbacks. He's not setting a new mark. It is what it is. Brock Purdy's making good money, and he probably deserves it, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, don't fall into the trap of bringing up last year's numbers with him where he was missing so many. I mean, Pearsall didn't play half the season. McCaffrey pretty much missed the whole season. Your defense was banged up. You know, Debo was inconsistent and a little bit of a malcontent. Everything went wrong for them last year. Brock Purdy is getting paid on the five games he started really in 22 with 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, took him to the NFC title game. And then the 12-4 record, the all 16, he played in 16 of the games in 23 and completed almost 70% of his passes for 31 touchdowns. That's the Brock Purdy's game. But the 20 touchdowns last year, he still didn't play terrible. Yeah, he had 12 picks, but he had 11 the year before.
Remember, he didn't have an offseason, had the UCL tear, things like that.
Yeah, there was some issue. That was the year before. And he still completed like 66% of his passes. Brock Purdy is a 7 to 15 range quarterback.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there, I believe. He's getting paid on the higher end of that, but that's what happened. They didn't reset the quarterback market with his contract, guys.
No.
So just simmer down. You give guys who do what you want them to do at that position, you give them the bag, so you're set there.
Real quick, we've got about a minute left. I want to talk about this. The proposal on the table this week at some of the NFL meetings is that they're going to possibly redo, the playoff seeding, not only once, but twice during the playoffs, where it comes down to not the first four seeds being division winners, but you get in if you're a division winner, but then you're seeded based off what your overall record is. I'm not a fan of this. I think that people play different given different situations, and obviously you want to get there and you want to be seated correctly. The Detroit Lions are putting this further. I don't know how much people have read into this. I don't know that this passes. It's a good idea in theory until you look at, obviously that division up there having three playoff teams last year all with good records. You're like, all right, I don't need to see that. I'm good. I want my team to have a seat at the table.
I think you should be rewarded for winning your division. And it would look now is the Buccaneers were the 3 seed last year, at 10-7. They'd have been and I don't know how this for some reason it would have flipped it where, they would have been the 6 seed. The Rams were the 4 seed by winning their division. They'd have been the 7 seed, and the Vikings in Washington would have been at 3-4 instead of at 6-7, and the Packers would have been 5-2. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't.
I think you win your division, you should be
rewarded
for it.
NFC South of me is like, no thanks.
Like, the argument is what happens if you're under 500 and win your division. Like, if the Falcons won at 8-9, maybe then you're the lowest, or you lose the home playoff game. But you win your division, you should have whole playoff.
Yeah. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about those Atlanta Braves. I'm going to see who stood out the most over the weekend because there is a number of candidates, and Bo's answer might shock you on this one. Also, we're going to hit a mic'd up, man. Wife and I. Just can't come to terms on this one simple part of our household chores. And I don't know that there's any end in sight. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Marcell Ozuna, kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one in this at-bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear. To get Atlanta to double digits, 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
Double digits. That is music to my ears. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, and myself, Ali Mack, at 743. We do have a mic'd up coming up in a minute. Apparently, there's a teensy bit of an argument happening
with the Johnsons.
Okay, a little dust up. We're going to get to the bottom of that in a minute, but Braves won the series against the Red Sox over the weekend. Took 2 of 3. You just heard one of them. Marcell Ozuna homered in back-to-back games yesterday. He drove in 3 runs in the 8th. Matt Olson's bat came alive as well. Every starter except Verdugo had 1 RBI yesterday. So everybody was hitting. Who's your standout player, Bo?
Well, first off, give Verdugo his credit, Allie. He was 3 for 5 yesterday.
Yeah, he still did really, really well.
He was putting himself on base so they could drive him in.
Yes.
Honestly, Red Sox Alex Verdugo.
I thought for the weekend as a whole, I had it as Matt Olson.
Okay.
Matt Olson
pretty good.
For the weekend. And just now, remind you guys that Matt Olson kind of struggled in that 4-game stretch against the Nationals wasn't very good.
He's in a little bit of a funk.
He went 6 for 12 on the weekend with 4 RBIs, a home run. He did strike. He only struck out 3 times, too, in those at-bats. And he did – I think he had a couple walks in there, too. So I thought, for me, yesterday he was 2 for 3 with an RBI, and he didn't have productive outs yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's the main for me.
Which is huge.
He just looked like he was seeing the ball well. So I thought for the weekend, It was Matt Olson.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of different directions to go here. And it's not just the weekend. I think when you look at, let's just call it last, I don't know, week, Drake Baldwin obviously is just tearing the absolute cover off the ball right now.
Yeah, Drake is playing well.
Like, seeing him knock a couple runners in over the weekend, I'm like, I tweeted, I was like, he's that dude. Like, he is unbelievable.
Yeah, Sean Murphy even stole his home run Friday night. It should have been Drake's home run because he should have been in the lineup. But somehow, Snitker, you know, being... You know, goofy Snitker put Sean Murphy in there so he could hit a home run.
Yeah.
Also, not a big deal, but it kind of is.
You know, that real quick, though, that's one that I didn't agree with Saturday night. Is that they were late in that game. Yeah, Snitker pinch hit for Drake with Sean. I didn't agree with it there.
It was tough.
And see, that's the thing that kills me is you got to give due. Snitker made the good move Friday, starts Murphy. I think Murphy had two hits, including the home run. Good outing.
Yeah.
But then Drake's in Saturday. I do not agree with pinch hitting for Drake with Sean. I did not agree with that there. I think he's been a hot bat. I don't care about the matchup, who's on the mound.
I talked about a little bit, Allie, on Friday about how Matt Olson, over the course of his career, and definitely since he's been in Atlanta, like May is his worst month. I'm like,
right.
You know, I feel like every year that we've been on the show in May, I'm like, all right, what's going on with Matt Olson? And then he turns to June, and it's like his average for the month of June throughout his career jumps like 30 or 40 points. So I thought it was awesome. Anybody that listened to Grant last night on From the Diamond, Grant's like, hey, Matt Olson, since Friday, his average has gone up 26 points. I'm like, yes. And you know what? It's not even June yet. It's still May 19th. We're on the way. We're on the track. He goes 7-12 on the weekend, to Bo's point. I don't think a lot of people just, when you go 7-12, obviously it's noticeable. But when you see Marcell Ozuna with a couple of taters, big ones, obviously Saturday and Sunday, a lot of people highlighting the fact that Marcell Ozuna is just doing Marcell Ozuna things. It's become almost funny to me because last week or maybe the week before, I was like, guy hit a home run 3 weeks. And all of a sudden he hits a home run like that day. And I was like, all right, well, he listens to the show.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's feeling the vibe. Of course he does.
Listens to the show.
Of course he does. The other thing I thought was interesting about Marcell was he hit his 40th walk yesterday. He's been walking quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's and honestly, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, Tim Hyer is the new hitting coach. And we kind of highlighted this about, what, 2 or 3 weeks in the season, mid-April, Bo, where it's like Tim Hyer's, like, his new direction as a hitting coach, it's going to take a while to take hold. It didn't seem like they were being patient enough at the plate.
Some of them still aren't, Ozzy. But I'll say this, like, for me, I don't care about Matt Olson's batting average. I care about his own base percentage because there are going to be times where he doesn't get pitches to hit and I need him not to chase them or he chases bad pitches. I love the fact that Marcelo, the problem is not Marcelo Ozuna walking. The problem is behind him and what production we've gotten from there and finding a way to get consistent production so those walks turn into something. What I don't want, what I love is hearing is when I hear that at one point, I don't know where the stat is now, but at one point in the middle of last week, Marcelo Ozuna had 54% of the pitches he had seen were balls.
Yeah.
And his chase rate at that percentage was 21%, which is phenomenal. The fact that he's not chasing the ball to the zone is phenomenal. In fact, yesterday, this is what drives me bonkers. Because if Marcell Ozuna was chasing every pitch, it would be, why is he chasing bad pitches? Have some discipline. But then when he's not chasing them and the ball gets called a strike, and it's strike three when it probably was a borderline pitch and could have went either way, and he probably should have got the call as a ball. Guys go, yeah, man, I don't know why. He's just not aggressive. I need him to be more aggressive. And it's such a ridiculous fan-take fine line, and it's not just fans. There's media members that do it too.
Yeah.
But it drives me nuts because it's like, okay, you can't celebrate him for being patient and not chasing bad pitches. And then when a pitch is borderline, just jump all over the guy for not being aggressive enough. And that ball he hit yesterday, Allie, that you mentioned earlier, that wasn't a home run. That was out of the park. I mean,
that
literally.
That was a tater.
Yeah.
That was a tater.
That probably hit some schmuck that just got his Starbucks. Or, oh, I'm sorry. No. They're a Dunkin' Donuts.
I was going to say, dude.
They're a Dunkin' Donuts town. I apologize. Wrong city. But that some guy probably just walked out of Dunkin' Donuts with his iced latte, two squats, and walking down the street.
I do want to point out, too, we talked about taking walks. The first time all season, I believe, Michael Harris takes two walks yesterday. He obviously struggled at times on Saturday and yesterday as well. But He's a guy I need to get going.
His approach has been better lately.
Grand Point is out last night, too, and this doesn't fit with him, but Braves leadoff hitter is hitting 232 coming into the weekend. So, got to get better production out of that spot. But again, a couple days in a row where you got over five runs for the first time in a few weeks, and hopefully they can build off that moving into this series with the Nationals tomorrow night. All right, let's hit this Mic'd Up. And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Fun weekend this weekend, man. Got to hang out really at the house for all weekend. Got out a water slide in the driveway. Had some neighbors over, some neighbors' kids. Had a few cold snacks here and there. Just an overall good weekend after the morning storms passed on both days. It was like crazy. It was like, man, it's storming. Wake up. And then all of a sudden, middle afternoon, it's like, oh, it's beautiful outside.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, it's almost like a golf course kind of day. Anyway, so wife had some stuff to do for work middle of the day yesterday. Let's just call it, I don't know, 3 to 5 p.m. So doing what some dads do. I'm like, hey, what do you kids want to eat? I'm like, hey, we want to go to the waffle store, which is Waffle House in our Aww. House. And so I was like, well, look, I'm not taking y'all by myself to Waffle House. Y'all are crazy. One's four, one's three. I'm like, hey, we're gonna sit inside for a little bit. So ordered them DoorDash Waffle House. I'm like, hey, I get a couple waffles sent over this way. And they're like, hey, let's go to the Waffle House. I'm like, hey, just be a minute. Hey, somebody's going to bring it to the door. We'll be all good. Kids eat Waffle House. They always like chocolate chip waffles. Got their own plates and everything. So anyways, so I'm doing dishes afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to just clean up the kitchen, you know? Okay. Hey, doing my part. Well, a wise man once told me, don't ever help in the kitchen. You don't help when it's also your responsibility. You're not helping. It's just part of your everyday activity.
Yes.
So don't ever call it helping. So I was not helping. I was just doing the dishes yesterday, scrubbing them. So I scrubbed syrup, chocolate chips, mm-hmm. a couple other things. And what I do, put the brush back on the top of the counter. Wife comes home. She's like, what'd they eat? I'm like, waffles. She's like, oh, okay, cool. What the heck is all over the scrub brush? I'm like, well, dude, I did the dishes. It's just chocolate chips. And there's like a couple chocolate chips in there. She's like, you really left chocolate chips in the scrub brush. I go back in there 5 minutes later. She is soaking our dishwashing scrub brush in a bowl because the dishwashing scrub brush that we use in our sink was too dirty. I'm like, dude, what did you want it to look like? I don't know. I don't know where. Like, it's a freaking dishwashing scrubber. It's going to be dirty. It's not like something you sanitize.
Well, I know. I do disagree because so what are you going to do when you clean dishes now? The next time you clean a dish, it's going to get chocolate chip all over it?
You just get it soapy back all over again?
Didn't it at least just trigger a little bit? Maybe just – don't you have one of those sinks where the little spray, the little nozzle that sprays?
Yeah, right? We got a spray nozzle, yeah.
Yeah, well, didn't maybe a little bit of common sense ring in there that might just spray this off?
You think a spray nozzle is going to take chocolate out of a brush?
No. If your water's hot enough, yeah.
Yeah, you got to melt the chocolate. And plus, we have ants that could come in this time of
That's
year.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're cooked on this one, Mike. It's Team Lindsay
really?
All the way, bro. Yeah, bro.
So, like, dude, y'all clean your dishwashing utensils separate from the dishes.
Well, how do they get the dishes clean if they're dirty?
Exactly. And then if there are big enough chocolate chip chunks in there, yes, one, there are ants. And two, you need to clean it. I mean, I don't understand why this isn't connecting for you. You're going to have big chocolate chip chunks when you're trying to wash the dishes next.
No, yeah. I'm saying,
get the
like,
water hot, soap it up, go ahead and soap it up, then clean
never,
out the brush.
Like, okay, is it because it's a brush? Would it be the same with a sponge? You know what I mean?
It'll be the exact same
okay,
with a sponge.
Okay, what if it's like,
even
okay, what if it's
so.
Just what if yeah. it's just eggs? What if it's not chocolate? What if it's just eggs?
It does. You don't know. If the chunks, if the food chunks are big enough to where it'll impact your next wash, you need to clean it out.
I've never cleaned something I used to clean.
Well,
you know
that's,
what I mean? Like, it just doesn't.
But
seem,
how are you going to clean with something you need to clean if that thing you are using to clean is not clean?
And those yes. sponges hold so much
sponges
more bacteria.
Are sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross.
Sponges are gross.
Aren't they still alive when you use them or something? I don't know. But you gotta use really what? I thought that they're always like growing or something.
I don't think it's a thing. I think most of those are manufactured these days. I don't think you're actually plucking them out of the seabed.
Oh, my bad. A science class took over eighth grade squid.
Golly.
SpongeBob's still living.
It was a long weekend, right?
It's like getting one of those loofahs from TJ Maxx. You're like, oh, that loofah, didn't you grow that out in the garden? No.
But you would actually leave, like, eggs in the brush?
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, at what point, if you can see it, you have to clean it, but if you don't see it, like, you're okay? Like, how often are y'all soaking your balls? How often are y'all soaking your
Did you just ask me if I soak my balls? What does that mean?
The balls.
Anyways.
Oh, you said Paul's.
Allie actually, like, to get the target off my back, Allie actually said her and Grant were having a back and forth about what kind of toilet paper holder they're going to have
in
their bathroom.
Yeah, so in our new house, no toilet paper holders were installed. So he wants to buy these toilet paper holders that that hold three rolls.
Yeah, they sit
and
on
it's
the
all on display. To
like
me,
a tower.
That
it's
says,
like a toilet paper tower.
Right. To me, that says, like, when someone comes over, like, look at our toilet paper.
Yeah, check this out.
Look how much we have.
No matter how much you have to go. I have enough.
Right. Well, I'm going to hide the toilet paper.
Also, you always have to keep that thing full, like, or else you'll be like, oh, these guys don't replenish quick enough. Yeah.
Or it falls over.
It's just somebody, one at the bottom, one at the top.
Somebody's like, somebody's slacking on their toilet paper refilling here. Yeah. I mean,
it's a great toilet paper debate.
Hold on.
I'll be out in a minute, but you guys need to go to Costco.
Real quick, when the cleaners come and they always, like, they do a little press on the toilet paper roll, they kind of fold it and press it. And in my toilet downstairs, my bathroom downstairs is the only one that uses it. When they do that, I kind of refuse to use that toilet paper roll, so I'll grab an extra roll out of the thing just because I like the way it looks. You know, it's got the little design. I'm like, man, it looks fancy.
Wow, man.
Looks like I designed it every time I get done in here.
Do you get done and fold the tip of the toilet paper into a point just so it, you know?
No, I just leave that one and use the other one. I just pull the drawer open and use it and put it back.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We're going to do the wake-up call on the other side, 404-726-0929. At 929 Morning Shift, Allie's working the socials over there. You guys have a disagreement with your wife that you cannot seem to come up with a reasonable solution for. Let us know. Also, talking Michael Penix in his sophomore season. Does Bijan Robinson have to be the superstar here, or can Michael Penix do it? Or maybe it's somebody else. Give us a call on the other side. It's a wake-up call, 404-726-0929. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.